content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Marie Early in studio, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, and Shelly Gardner. It's an all-girl team today.
Hey, Bernadette.
Wow. So, geez, how you doing? Everybody doing good?
I'm great.
Yeah? Yeah. Well, we've got David Essel coming up today. He's going to be talking about bad habits. I love topics like that. I really do. I feel it's so important to establish good habits in the home and the workplace, you know. And I do think there are some that are absolute life changers, like making your bed every morning.
Really?
Yeah. And I think your thoughts too are even a bigger deal. You know, habits of how you think about things can destroy you or, you know, lift you to the next level.
Complete, like, automatic negative thoughts, ants.
Yeah.
Have to get out of that
habit. Yeah. Well, in the habits, okay, so you guys, I was reading this little article in Mindfulness Magazine. It's a great little thing, but it says, the simple joy of writing by hand. So, do you guys write by hand? How often do you write? Do you write in a journal? Who writes here?
I do.
You do. That doesn't surprise me. Okay. Who else?
I do. I make lists for the day.
Yeah. But yeah, do you ever like paper. write? It's really interesting because it says that, you know how all the coloring books came out? I never bought one. I'm not a, seemed a little.
Too old for coloring.
I just didn't, you know, I mean, if I was going to get out a box of colors, it would probably be paints. But,
yes.
But you know, nonetheless, no judging. Whatever you do to relax and feel good
my
about
mom
your
colors. She gets coloring. My mom.
Does she?
She gets coloring books.
When does she color? Like,
whenever she
there's
feels
some really
like
cool
it.
Ones, too.
She always has them under her bed. She might do it at night. I don't know.
That's funny. We'll have to ask her.
That's her thing.
But it says coloring for relaxation is all the rage now. I think that might be that. I think it was. I remember it starting like 4 years ago. So I don't know about it still being a rage. But it says handwriting can provide the same reward and stimulate the brain in ways that typically that typing simply does not. It can also be a meditative practice. But here's what I thought was really interesting. So it says that it's also good for our brains, as researchers are now discovering. One study at Indiana University asked children who had not yet learned to read or write to draw a letter freehand and trace the same letter from a dotted outline and then press the key, the correct key that corresponded to that letter on a computer board. But the measurement showed stronger brain activity from the freehand drawing, firing off three different areas in the brain, while the tracing and typing motions barely stimulated the brain at all. And so
wow.
I know, right?
That's amazing.
Well, it's kind of scary because, you know, kids don't, I mean, back when I was in school, I mean, we had to use cursive.
I'm doing this. My children both, they're the only kids in their class who can write cursive. We're still doing that with Owen, with my 12-year-old.
Wow.
And people call me crazy, but I think it's very important.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do. Obviously, with this, I mean, this is only one study, but I feel confident that it's probably, you know, an accurate study when you think about it. And it goes on to say that other research suggests that children who write are able to generate ideas more easily, and that older students seem to retain information better when they take lecture notes by hand. Apparently, there is something about the messiness of writing, its variable nature, that wakes us up and fires the synapses, bringing us all to the task at hand.
Oh,
so,
that's fantastic.
Isn't that fantastic? Did you guys know that?
No.
Nope.
No?
But that's really good.
You're
to
so
know.
Talkative today. Let's talk about drinking. Okay, that'll liven these young girls up. Okay, so here's the thing. I was at Royal Blue Grocery getting a cup of coffee one day last week. I think it was Friday. And so I was checking out and I saw at the checkout line these were like $5 too. So it said, drink smart, never drink without it. It's called Neutralize and it's for a better tomorrow. And so you take three before you drink and then you take three the next day. And I just was, so I looked at the kid that was ringing me out, the guy, and I said, how about you just not overdrink? There's a concept. And he just kind of laughed. And, but so we were talking about this with Sean Wells, and Sean said that this, these hangover pills, neutralize, the neutralized ingredient is 99% taurine, which is about $3 a kilo. And probably cost pennies. And then there's some other ingredients in there. But because of the way you,
He said the other ingredients are just fluff.
They're just fluff. That's right. And there's probably, you could put like one little drop in, and it's, and you can still list it, you know, the way that the labeling laws are in this country. And so, but I thought it was so interesting. $5 a pop. And why would you drink that much that you would have to take pills before and after? I mean, that doesn't sound fun to me. It just doesn't.
And I think that's a lot of what I wanted to, you know, what we're going to speak
to. Yeah, that's what we're going
to
talk about today.
And sometimes, you know, accidents happen. You're at a party. You're having fun. Yeah. You're hanging out with friends from the UK. All sorts of things can happen.
Yeah.
And I don't think that'll get you.
I'm thinking they drink more in Ireland. What's up with the UK?
I know when I'm with my friends from the UK, my glass is never empty. Hmm. Honestly, Bernadette.
Well, maybe it's just about the camaraderie and not the drinking.
And we're having great fun. We're laughing. We're joking. We're having a super time.
I don't know. Every time in college, I will say I drank too much. Every single time.
Really?
Yeah. Every single time I'd wake up with a bad hangover.
Well, so maybe there were some simple choices.
Habits.
It was my choice.
Yeah.
I just kept going.
There's a big difference we might want to talk about between drinking too much, between getting drunk. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of that at all. That's just nothing I want to do. But
there's nothing worse than dealing with somebody who's just a sloppy drunk.
Yeah. It's true.
Ugh. Agreed.
That's the worst.
Yeah. Especially, it's just like the worst.
There's
really
the different types of drunks too, like the I love you drunks and, you know, like the blackout drunks.
Yeah.
You never know.
The angry drunks.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, it makes me think. So it can happen easily, even when you're being, and I'll give a story from Shelly and I a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, when we were in Sesada, you remember?
You guys have a good old time.
She convinced me, Miss Fancy Pants over here, who had just returned from Europe, said, you have to try this. What was it
An Aperol Spritzer. Okay. Aperol Spritzer.
Aperol.
So good.
Okay, so Aperol is a liqueur that...
It was a Venetian drink that I discovered over in Venice.
Okay.
Discovered. So, it's all the rage here. I was so behind the loop. I didn't know.
Well, I must be really behind because I know I'd heard about it. I used to be a bartender years ago, so I've heard, you know, of it. But I hadn't heard the term in years. And so what's that other liqueur that is so, I won't say dangerous, but...
Jägermeister. Jägermeister.
No, Jägermeister.
Worst.
Oh, God. I used to drink it. And I've been drunk when I was your age a few times in Germany because I didn't realize
Jaeger
how strong the beer...
Disgusting.
Yeah. It is not good.
And we used to do shots of it with the German beer. And I mean, that's...
Have mercy.
That's what happened to me the night I was talking to my feet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because it was the first time I ever drank European beer. And so I was drinking double the alcohol that I realized I was drinking.
So how did the Aperol agree with you?
Well,
or
that's...
Not?
Don't you remember? We had to walk around. I said, I am hammered. We had two drinks and I ate dinner. I said, Shelly, I can't get in my car and drive. I gotta take it, and that was over like a 3 hour period because we were catching up. We hadn't seen each other in about a year. Well, a long time. Nine months.
Yes, it was a long time.
It was a while.
But we played cornhole.
We played cornhole.
I mean, when two women get together in their heels and play cornhole, you know, you have something going. Yeah, who knew?
Yeah, we played cornhole because I was trying to let the alcohol metabolize in my body.
Yeah.
But it was only I had two drinks.
Wow.
Two drinks over a 3 hour period.
Has anyone ever had absinthe in this room?
That's what I was going to ask you about. That's the one I was talking about.
I had some overseas and it was just so much stronger. It felt like, isn't it illegal in some places?
Yeah, that's why. That's why
it makes you hallucinate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's in it? How's it made?
It's like the green fairy drink. It makes you like see things.
Really?
But I don't know what exactly is in it.
Hmm.
But
well, you know, not good. Magic mushrooms. I mean, it's something in nature, obviously, that they... now, Marie acts like over there in the corner that she knows what we're talking about. So we're going to... Marie, would you like to comment?
Who is the famous artist that drank absinthe and cut his ear off?
Oh.
No, it's Da Vinci, right?
No, it wasn't.
Van Gogh.
No, it was Van Gogh. Yeah.
And I'm not sure if he cut it. That's just... interesting.
Did he really cut his hair?
Yeah, he cut his. He sent it to his girlfriend. He had an accident. There was some sort of accident, and he cut. Oh no, no, no! I remember. He was in a fight. He was actually in a sword fight, and he lost part of his ear. I've done some research on Van Gogh.
Really?
And so all the thing about him going crazy and cutting his ear off, not so much. He actually didn't kill himself either. He was probably in a shooting accident with some kids. And he didn't want them to be prosecuted or come into legal trouble.
Huh.
So this one says it was the night before Christmas Eve, and he took a razor.
Yeah,
and took his
I'm thinking no.
Was it the absence?
And I'm sorry.
Why?
You
no one knows.
Hashtag random Shelley.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, Bernadette. But
what,
he was very interesting.
How old was he when he died? I'm just curious.
He was not that old.
I was going to say, it sounds like he was a wild one.
He was a wild one. He had weird taste in women.
He had wild habits.
He was a preacher.
Interesting.
Well, what a coincidence.
He died in 1890.
He was called the minister to the coal miners. He would go minister to coal miners. Very interesting.
He sounds like a nutcase.
Of course Shelley's done research on Van Gogh.
As in everyone.
All right, everyone. Wow, that was a crazy opening. We've got David Essel coming up. Stay tuned. We're going to be talking about bad habits. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind. Perhaps by not using glue traps.
Here come old flat top, he come grooving up slowly. Got a juju eyeball, he want
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Avi and Lexi in studio, as well as Shelley Gardner. And I have David Essel on the line. David, how are you doing today?
Bernadette, great to be with you and your gang.
Yeah, great to be with you too. It really is. You're always so positive. I love that. And let me tell people about you, though, if they've not listened before or have not heard how amazing you are. David Essel holds a master's degree in fitness management and is a number one best-selling author, counselor, master life coach, and international speaker whose mission is to positively affect 2 million people or more every day, regardless of their current circumstances. David's work is also highly endorsed by the late Wayne Dyer, author of The Power of Intention, and Mark Victor Hansen, author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, as well as many other celebrities, radio and television networks from around the United States. David is the author of Focus, Slay Your Goals, and Positive Thinking Will Never Change Your Life, But This Book Will. Celebrity Jenny McCarthy says that David Essel is the new leader of the positive thinking movement. Today, we are talking about bad habits with David Essel. You can find him at talkdavid.com. Okay, so David, what's the driving force behind continuing to go back to our bad habits?
Yeah, Bernadette, we're talking about procrastination, drinking more than we should, smoking, cheating, lying, gossiping, you know, all these habits that people carry with them through life. I mean, the largest percentage of the population right now, of course, probably not those listening to your show because your listeners are much more evolved than the average human being.
Well, I'd like to think that. And certainly with our help, I think that it's such an important subject because habits affect your whole life.
Oh, they do. And it starts, you know, it starts from 0 to 18. If you're raised in an environment where mom, dad are procrastinators or overdrinkers or smokers or overeaters, or they're really into gossip, or they're victims. Oh, my God, I just did this article yesterday, Bernadette, that you're going to be getting soon from my publicist, TJ, Victims Never Heal. And so the very first place that bad habits begin is in the home. If you're surrounded from 0 to 18 with individuals that are practicing bad habits, there's a darn good chance you're going to carry some of them into your adult life.
Absolutely. Family traditions, right?
Oh, it is.
Good and bad.
Yeah, right. You know, I'm glad you said that because there are such thing as good habits. We're not talking about them today. But, you know, maybe you were raised in an environment where mom and dad did some really good things and you carried them forward, but they could have that one nasty bad habit that you can't seem to shake. And, you know, the hard thing about bad habits is they're not logical. You know, most people, when they go, God, why can't I quit drinking or smoking or overeating? Or why can't I get into the gym? Why do I procrastinate on getting this degree so I can make more money? Mm-hmm. It's not logical. So the first place they begin is in the home. We're just repeating what we saw as kids.
When you say that it's not logical, what do you mean by that?
Well, the average, okay, here's a logical bad habit. I know drinking isn't good for me, but I'm going to drink like hell tonight.
Okay. Or how about just drink a little tonight? Not like hell.
No, that's a logical bad habit. I know that procrastinating on getting this degree, my GED or my associates or my bachelor's, I know that procrastinating on this is holding me back from making the money I'm going to make, and I'm going to procrastinate another several months. Mm-hmm. That would be a logical approach to a bad habit. So bad habits are highly illogical, but they're ingrained so deeply that they're hard to shake.
Yeah. Well, I think this problem is becoming worse. And I think it's because, we try to prevent our children from experiencing adversity of any kind, it seems like. You know, we can't even let them have a fever anymore so their immune system can work. We try to protect them from everything to the point of nauseam, in my opinion.
Right, right. Well, you know, I see like millennials right now. There's a big millennial bashing going down around the world, not just in our country, about their inability to be serious with life. You know, they many of them haven't even bought a car yet, and they're in their late 20s. You know, they rely on they're not buying homes as quickly. You know, there's a lot of, like, bad habits can actually be generational. The same thing with drug use. You know, a lot of times drug use, and we'll get into the second point here in a second, but a lot of times drug use, you know, I remember in the 60s and 70s, I got caught up in that outrageous, you know, drug, sex, and rock and roll era. Mm-hmm. And going into college, it was like to have sex with multiple partners was no big deal because everyone was doing it.
Well, I don't think that's changed.
You know, I will tell you this, Bernadette, it's changed from the point of view of when I was in college, it was not unusual for girls to come over. I lived in a house with a couple other guys and a girl. It was not unusual for someone to say, oh, my, you know what? Have you ever met Betty? No. And Betty to grab your hand and say, you know, you're cute, and walk you into your own bedroom.
Wow.
You know, it was that free. It was that, it was really radically different than it is today. Now, today, of course, hookups are all over the place. But back then, and if you want to talk about bad habits, there was a huge spread of syphilis right after the period of time I'm talking about. You know, at Syracuse University. And so we know that that bad habit of the freedom of, you know, wanting to be free spirits, et cetera, has a downside, just like the bad habit of procrastination does, over drinking, smoking, et cetera.
Yeah. So, you know, I know that you, there are four reasons that you highlight that make it so hard to shatter the habits that we know aren't healthy for us. What are those four reasons?
Yeah, number one is that we're not taught at home how to handle the bad habits. So no one ever taught us how to cope with emotions. So instead of dealing with our emotions, we drink them away or overeat or smoke or procrastinate even. You know, so the very first cause is no one taught us how to deal with the stress of life. We're just following what mom and dad did. The second point is probably as crucial as the first, and that is the subconscious mind will justify, rationalize, and defend us not letting go of the bad habits that we have. In other words, people that procrastinate a lot will say, you know what I'm going to do? Next Tuesday. That's the day. As soon as the kids are back in school full time, that's the day. As soon as I hit 21, that's the day. You know, so the subconscious mind takes a pattern that we repeat, procrastination, over-drinking, lying, gossiping, cheating. And the more we do it, Bernadette, the more it just becomes a part of who we are, and we don't even recognize that it's a bad habit anymore. It just becomes who we are.
Well, it's the subconscious mind, and it's the ego, isn't it?
Well, you know, we divide the ego into two parts. We don't believe there's just an ego. It's like everything has a yin to the yang. There's a small ego, and that is the ego of me, me, me. I want everything the way I want it. I want life to come my way. I'm a victim. I'm a complainer. I'm a blamer. The small ego is really, of the two egos, is the problem area. If we don't get what we want, we pout, we shut down, we do passive-aggressive behavior. That's the small ego. The big ego, now this is the exciting part, this is what we should be working on, is Buddha nature and Christ consciousness and service. So there's two sides of the ego. Unfortunately, in psychology, people get really hung up on ego, meaning someone is arrogant or someone is self-centered, but that's only half the picture. You know, it's not the whole picture. So, yes, to answer your question, the small ego can be the problem if we're self-centered and arrogant and impatient.
Yeah.
Those bad habits can turn into hell on earth in our relationships.
Well, and I know you talk about the subconscious mind reacts on patterns.
Oh, my God. So, you know, listen, I am a 25-plus years cocaine addict and alcoholic, doing the work I'm doing right now. And it was amazing how hard it was for me to quit those two addictions. And the number one reason it was so hard is that it had become a pattern. Both of those addictions were patterns that over the years I just accepted as part of who I was. I'm a successful business person. I can afford to party like this. I've worked really hard 12-hour days. I deserve to relax with a bottle of wine. So the subconscious, through the pattern, and for people that are overweight or spend too much money or argue all the time, Bernadette, that becomes a pattern that it's a knee-jerk reaction. It's 8 o'clock at night, I eat a bag of Oreos.
Yeah.
It's it's just that knee-jerk subconscious reaction.
Well, and I think we all move too fast. I think that is one of the root problems, that we don't take the time to just be with ourselves, to meditate, and not have to be doing something. Do you know what I'm saying? Like just shutting your world down and just doing nothing.
You're 100% correct. You know, I'm working with a couple of food addicts right now, and their big thing is they eat from 8 at night till about 11 nonstop, you know?
Wow.
So what I'm having them do is exactly what you just said. I said, listen, when you sit down and that clock goes off, the internal and external clock of 8 o'clock, have a journal next to you, pull it out, sit through your cravings, and write about what you're feeling that food takes away.
Yeah.
And that means you're being in the present moment. Thank God to Eckhart Tolle, who wrote that great book, The Power of Now. You know, like,
what a great book.
We're in the moment, and yeah. In the moment is where we heal.
Yeah. And yeah, it's funny. I was listening to the radio on the way in, and it was an oldie. It was by, oh my gosh, I brought it up and now my brain went blank, but it was I can't think of the name of the group that, you know, with Stevie Nicks. What am I thinking?
Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Fleetwood Mac. And the song was Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow. Right. And I was thinking, what bad advice that was. Right. What do you
go ahead, honey?
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
Well, you know what? I think of that. I'm going to go back to Eckhart, you know, so don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Here's something fascinating. What he says is don't think about anything other than this moment.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, I know the book well, and that's why it was comical to me. It's like, oh my gosh, back in the 70s, that was the wrong message to be giving people. That's why there was, I guess, so much cocaine, right? But, okay, so let me ask you this before we go. What's the best advice for shattering bad habits, David?
Okay, number one, you got to write them down. You got to take a moment and write down, here's the habits I have in life that suck. Here's the habits that I have in life that are holding me back. And be brutally honest, number one. Number two, ask a best friend or a lover what they think your worst habits are. See, a lot of times we're in denial. And Bernadette, someone may look at us and go, you mean you didn't write down that you do these three things?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we go, oh my God, that's how much denial we are. And then number three is that get a partner, you know, someone to help you shatter that habit. Get someone on board with you that you're going to walk every day at 6 a.m. or you're going to cut out alcohol or sugar or whatever. You know, when we work with other people, the odds of being successful increase dramatically. And, of course, the last one is going to be hire someone. You know, it could be a nutritionist, a coach, a trainer,
mm-hmm.
a counselor. It doesn't matter. But invest in yourself to shatter your bad habits.
Absolutely, because we all need someone to lean on, right, David?
I love it, Bernadette.
All right. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Have a great day, David.
Okay. You too. Bye now.
All right, everyone. You can find David Essel at talkdavid.com. We've got Shelley Gardner coming up. We're going to be talking about alcohol and hangovers and all kinds of fun stuff. So stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Eli Roth for PETA. While violence in the movies is make-believe, sadly, violence against animals is all too real. Countless animals are tortured and abused every day, and most of the time, these crimes go unreported. If you know of someone who is abusing an animal, please tell the police or tell an adult. People who get away with hurting animals often turn their violence against people, and that's a cycle we need to break. So let's leave the violence where it belongs, on the screen.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and this is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos, and Shelly Gardner in studio with me. Shelly Gardner is the owner of Christmas Light Source, which has been online since 2005. She is also an electrical engineer in the light business. Imagine that. A real estate investor and community leader. You can find her at christmas-light-source.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Isn't it just Christmas Light Source?
Either one works.
Either. Oh, well, there
just,
you go.
There so, you go.
All right.
But thank you.
Yeah. I love having you in studio. You have a vast knowledge about a little bit of everything, you know, almost.
We have
I swear.
So much fun.
We do. And, we know. Do. Well, so better choices to reduce hangovers. I automatically say, well, how about you just, you know, decide that you're not going to get hammered. You drink, but you don't have to get so drunk that you have a hangover.
Well, and I think that's a great approach to things. However, there are choices. Even I find that, you know, since I'm a little older than I was 20 years ago, mm-hmm. that even a little bit of alcohol, you know, the effects are a little more dramatic. I don't rebound the next day quite as nicely as I used to.
Yeah.
You see, and it's not just parties. You know, if you think about our culture, I first started having to think about drinking and the day after effects as a young professional in my 20s. Because mm-hmm. I worked with major corporations.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, part of just business was getting together, having a single malt. Single malt was my secret to not getting drunk.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear that, Bernadette,
yeah,
how that
let's
works?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Okay, so when I was a young woman working at Hewlett-Packard, I was with their technical sales force, and we would get together for trainings. We'd be on the road, and there was always that, you know, you'd go out for dinner, and there was always a different bottle of wine with each course.
Mm-hmm. No, I never experienced that. I was poor girl.
It was amazing. Expense account was an amazing thing. And but part of the thing is I was with a bunch of guys, mm-hmm. and maybe we'd be all out late. Mm-hmm. And there's a funny double standard, Bernadette, when it comes to drinking, is that if a gentleman has too much to drink, he's a good old boy. He's fun. He's interesting. Mm-hmm. He's happy. If you're a woman who drinks too much in business, they give you an AA card and give you a lecture. So there was something also personally, I had to implement a lot of the things we're going to touch on today just to make sure I didn't get drunk.
Okay.
And so one thing that I would do while other people around me were drinking beer after beer after beer, mm-hmm. I would have one serving of a nice single malt. Mm-hmm. And so then I could sit there, enjoy myself.
Single malt
sip.
Scotch.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, whiskey. And
single whiskey malt, or scotch? Because there's a difference.
Single malt whiskey.
Oh, whiskey. Okay.
And, you know,
I used to drink scotch, but I can't remember.
Scotch whiskey. Yes, it is.
Scotch
whiskey.
I used to drink Chivas Regal.
I like Glenfiddich, Glenmorangie.
But, you know, I had that trick too. Now, I didn't, you know, go out for fancy dinners or anything, but I worked at Family Court in upstate New York in those days, my early 20s. And after work on a Friday night, we would go to this little pub and I would have one shot of scotch on the rocks, and I would sip it for hours, and that was all I drank.
So better choosing a better quality alcohol, a better quality beverage, is a great trick to making it through the evening without a hangover the next day. But now I have to pull out, I have a big, you know, we have more of an arsenal at our disposal. So we're learning things like darker wines, like red wines, darker alcohols, tequila, whiskey, scotch. They have the darker alcohols have things called cogeners in them.
Cogeners.
And these are cogeners.
And I had the wrong whiskey, by the way. Or not whiskey, but scotch. It wasn't Chevis. Chevis isn't a scotch, is it? I think it was Glenlivet or something. I don't remember.
Yeah, that's a single malt. It's lovely. It's light.
Yeah, yeah.
Oak casks.
It was cheap.
Not in sherry casks. And
you know your whiskey, girl.
Yeah, I do. It was, you know, especially when you're visiting with men from all over the world, it's good to be able to whip something out and be able to talk about whiskey.
Yeah.
But a lot of these darker alcohols, they have chemicals in them that are either added or a natural byproduct of their manufacturing that are more likely to give you a headache.
Who knew? So it's congeners is what they're it's called? Okay.
Congeners. And some of it, like, for instance, if you think about a really great single malt that is aged in an oak cask. Or maybe a cask that has been used to age sherry. And so it's pulling things into the alcohol that are, you know, from wood. And so these are certain chemicals. There's a small amount of methanol that comes into some types of alcohol that does give you a headache the next day. So if you're, let's say it's the Christmas season, you're entertaining a lot, one of the first things you can do is choose a clear alcohol, vodka, gin, clear tequila. And so just by doing that, you can reduce the impact it'll have on you the next day.
Well, what about organic?
Organic is also another
organic
great
choice. Organic is the
choice.
Way to go.
Because the not, yes, especially
and drink less.
In wine.
You can't say, drink I can't less. Afford organic. Drink less.
Drink less or make a spritzer. That's something. Okay, so I did my research and carbonation, I found there's a reason you get drunk a little faster when you're drinking champagne.
Right.
Because the carbonation causes that to be absorbed into your bloodstream faster.
Yeah, yeah. I did know that. But one mistake that a lot of people make, and I think this is important, I'm going to say it now and I'm going to say it. We're going to talk about it more after the break, but taking Tylenol.
Cannot do that.
You shouldn't be taking Tylenol anyway, especially when you're drinking.
Right. That is not the thing to take right before you go to sleep.
Yeah.
And if you think you've taken, if you think that you've drank too much and you want to take a couple of anti-inflammatory, you know, take an Advil and ibuprofen.
I don't even suggest that. I mean, it causes leaky gut. It's not good for you. It really isn't. Right. I mean, I hate to be, you know, little Miss Goody Two Shoes over here, but seriously, you need to take it
so infrequently, though. If you are worried about a headache, but don't overdo with the water. Did you know that? Don't overdrink before you go to bed. It messes with your electrolytes.
And
it
your peeing
with your,
schedule.
And it makes you wake up all night. So don't do that either.
Yeah, well, but if you drink water in between each drink.
In between.
Especially
perfect.
If you're drinking wine. And it's difficult to do, but not really. If you get in the habit, we talk about habits. If you are going to go out and partake in more than two drinks, I would say, first of all, Uber or Lyft.
Yes.
There and back. Do not drive and don't take Tylenol, in my opinion, or ibuprofen.
You are correct.
It's not good for your liver. It's just not good for, especially if you do it a lot.
Right. It's not good for you. In fact, alcohol is really interesting the way that your body processes it. Your liver will actually break down the alcohol in your system first. So then, you know, as me worried about fitness and whether or not I'm fitting into my jeans next Friday, your body will actually shuttle calories that you're eating off to fat storage first if you're processing a lot of alcohol.
Oh, wow.
Who knew?
Right. And then, okay, so we'll talk about, do you know a lot about beer? Can we talk about beer when we come back?
We can talk about beer.
Talk about beer. I have been enjoying IPAs all summer.
Have you now?
Yeah, I have. Starting with Ferris Wheeler's or whatever. What was the name of that place that we went, Avi?
That was it. Ferris Wheeler's Barbecue.
Yeah, Barbecue when Ryan Berg and the Velvet Ears, right?
Yes.
I always want to say Velvet Rabbits. When they were playing there, when I had my first IPA that I haven't had in a long time, and it was fabulous. I had no idea why it felt so good is because the alcohol content was like, again, double of like a typical beer. But if you're going to drink just one, you know,
get
the buzz and not all the calories, right?
Yes.
Get a good beer buzz. All right, we're going to talk more about it with Shelley Gardner. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
He's told me a million times he's sorry.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of HM Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from HM Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try HM Company products. Search HM Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
I got a hangover, whoa, I've been drinking too much for sure. I got a hangover, whoa, I got an empty cup, pour me some more, so I can go until they close up.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos, and Charlie. Or Charlie, where did that come from? Oh my goodness,
hey,
Charlie,
a new one.
What is
I like
wrong
that
with
name.
My brain is like weird sometimes. Shelley Gardner is the owner of Christmas Light Source and Bet Online since 2005. She is also an electrical engineer, real estate investor, and community leader. You can find Shelley at ChristmasLightSource.com. Today we're talking about making better choices to reduce hangovers. I have my very simple explanation. You heard it before the break. Just don't drink that much.
But
don't
that's, you know, much. That's just not possible.
It's everyone's hard.
That is
go and
not
get
true.
Drunk.
I love my wine. I've drank wine.
You are almost, one in a million.
Yeah, but almost every night my whole life.
When you're
except
in the
when
moment.
I was pregnant. Then one time I gave it up for like 4 years when I was getting like super crazy fit. But, you know, I mean, alcohol is a part of this world. I mean, every country has its traditional drinks. They have their traditional liquors, beers, wines, all of it. It's mama's little helper.
Okay. Yeah. And it really, well, and what are the fun, y'all were telling stories, like what were your experiences young? I have strong feelings about really young people drinking. I just think that's not great.
Well, no, I agree. Yeah. And the first time you said old drinks are making a comeback. Okay, so the first time I got drunk, I was 17 and I was with my boyfriend and with his parents at the, what do you call that? The Legion, what's the name of that old place that like old guys.
Yes. Oh, like the Legionnaires Hall,
like
or the Lions Club.
Lions Club. It was at the Lions Club. Yeah. Okay. And so he was sneaking me tequila sunrises and I was drinking them really fast so I wouldn't get caught. And I drank two and I threw up. I was hammered. I was stupid. And I thought, I'm never doing this again. And I really didn't until many years later, a couple of years later when I was in Europe and I, you know, drank a little too much European beer. But generally speaking, I can really only count on one hand how many times I feel that I was probably a little over the limit, if you will.
And I think me too. I think I'm the same way because it's such a bad feeling. I wouldn't ever want to repeat it.
Well, and it can creep up on you fast to Aviana's point. You know, I mean, back in those days, I probably weighed 100 pounds soaking wet, mm-hmm. you know, and so the alcohol hits you a lot harder. You don't realize if you're real small like that, you can't drink very much.
You can't keep up. It's really hard sometimes.
Yeah.
And we really need to, and I don't know. I think that children, if you make it forbidden, the key word earlier where you were sneaking it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't really believe in children drinking in our house or like, but a little glass of champagne, a little sip of champagne at New Year's.
On New Year's, absolutely.
Here's what a red wine tastes like. So it won't be this big mystery, this big forbidden thing.
Well, you know, but, and I think one of the reasons I have such an established palate when it comes to red wine, if you will, is because my dad, I grew up in a home where there was always like a bottle of Chianti in mm-hmm. the middle of the kitchen table. It was just there. You know, and you know, like the old fashioned one with the basket around it, the woven basket. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes. You put the candle in it that melts and makes the colors.
Yes. And so, but my dad used to give, when we were little, give us the toots, which is the end of the Italian bread, and dip it in the red wine, you know, mm-hmm. kind of like the host, you know, at your first Holy Communion.
Yes.
And so I grew accustomed to bread and butter and wine, and it's still to this day one of my most favorite things to munch on and drink at night.
Sounds delicious.
So, and nutritious with lots of grass-fed butter, you know.
I think my thing was we didn't grow up with alcohol. Like, my dad would drink outside of the house. There was just never alcohol in the house. So the first time I, like, started dabbing in alcohol, it was like this really
a
cool,
secret.
Like, mm-hmm. secretive thing. Mm-hmm. I remember the first time I got kind of drunk was on rum, and I still to this day cannot smell rum.
Rum. I've never been a person that liked rum.
I think mine was, too.
We snuck it from someone's grandparents.
Oh, yeah.
And drank it one night.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can remember. Yeah, you do that. I remember sneaking alcohol from Paul Fish's family, his family's bar. We would take, like, just a little tiny bit. Just tiny bit, like one shot. And we'd split it and be stupid.
Yeah, I think you, like, act drunk in the beginning. You're like, oh, I'm hammered.
Yeah.
But you don't
and
know
then
what's
you
going
actually
on.
Get drunk.
But, you know, it's. I think it's a natural progression from a child. They see their parent. Most adults drink. But I think that, you know, like, to your point, I grew up in a house that was very relaxed about it. You know, my mother is Scotch-Irish, and so she would have her cognac or something at night. Mm-hmm. Not every night, maybe on a Saturday night. And
exactly.
And
those were her habits.
Right. But I never saw my parents drunk. Mm-hmm. Well, one time my father with my Uncle Kent on Christmas Eve when they tapped some wine that they made and they drank a little too much. But
the fact that you can remember the one time.
The one time.
That they modeled good habits for you.
Yes,
you know,
a reasonable
usage of alcohol.
Yes.
And I think that's what I didn't drink until I was 23.
Wow.
I was too busy with college. I wasn't letting anything get in my way.
Yeah.
And so there's that as well. And mm-hmm. I don't think
you
know, there you go.
College was the time to do it. Let loose.
There you go.
Get arrested. Do what you need to do.
Yeah, Lexi got arrested. There's a mugshot of her.
Yeah.
Is there? Yeah. Well, and at the same time, just speaking to, you know, young women being lightweight, not being used to alcohol, remember just as they're leaving for college right now, there's some cautionary things.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
We really need to let our young ladies know, be careful. Use a bottle, like when you're drinking, put a cap on it. Don't share. Be careful who you take drinks from.
Yep.
And
yep.
just use some caution.
Yeah.
And then if you're older and you're going to a Christmas party, you know, take a multivitamin before
you just have to be so careful. Don't accept anything from anyone, even if you know him. I had an old boyfriend. This was, like 8 years ago, I'm going to guess. I won't put a name, but I certainly won't put a name with it, with this story. But yeah, just thinking about it, like, was deeply disturbing. I was actually with Marie at the Dallas Observer when a Snoop Dogg was playing. Do you remember that?
And that's awesome.
And an old boyfriend who I'd broken up with just showed up, and he was acting really weird, and he offered me a bottle of water, and my friend suspected that it had a roofie or something in it, and she's like, she doesn't want your water, and she like smacked it aside. And
that's a good friend.
But yeah, and she was watching, and she, but you know, she had had the college experience. I hadn't, you know, I never went to university. I traveled instead and just worked really hard. So, but you know, you do have to school all, even boys yes. and girls, to not get yourself in trouble by drinking too much.
Correct.
So,
and yeah, and I think we really, that speaks a lot to hangovers the next day, is just modulate yourself, whether that's alternating your drinks with a glass of water. And what I used to do also is, if you don't want to drink, just have, you know, soda and cranberry with a twist of lime.
So you know, it looks like you have
fun.
A cocktail.
Yeah, Virgin Cape Cods were my friend.
Mocktail.
And just
Virgin
have an
what?
Virgin Cape Cods.
What is that?
Cranberry, soda, twist of lime. Mm. It looks pretty cool. And so have an alternative. have
no,
a
I think
plan.
That's healthy. And I think you that know? We put too much pressure on other people when we're drinking that they have to drink in order to have fun.
Correct. And you don't actually have to drink to have
you
fun.
Don't. So, you don't.
But, you know, have a plan in place. Limit yourself what you're going to do. Have a designated driver when you're out with friends.
And
take
use your,
Ubers.
You know, I have to say, you know, everybody that knows me knows I love wine. They know I do. I love my wine. And but last night, okay, for example, I was at Nordstrom waiting for, at the Brazil, however you say it, because my daughter, Antonia, went to a movie with her friends, and they went to the food court, and I needed to read a book. So I was reading, and actually, it's the most fascinating, wonderful book. I can't wait to have Dr. Thomas Cowan on. Vaccines, Autoimmunity, and the Changing Nature of Childhood Illness. This book is unbelievable. I cannot wait to have him on the show. But I wanted to read it, and I was really into it. So I ordered my kale salad and one glass of wine, and then, you know, I was there for like 2 hours. And so she said, would you like another glass of wine? And I was like, yeah, because I still had a little bit of food.
Right.
I only took a couple of sips of it, and then I stopped because it still was early in the evening and it didn't feel right to me, and I still had to drive home, and I left almost a full glass of wine on the table. I shouldn't have ordered it. I should have drank water instead. But you have to measure yourself and be cognizant of how much you're drinking.
Definitely.
It doesn't have to be. So I was relaxing, having a glass of wine. I guess it was around 6 o'clock, but I chose not to drink that second glass of wine, just
right.
a little sip of it, and didn't even want it. And so, you know, I think that's healthy.
Exactly. And it really is. And next time you'll be prepared, you'll say, I just like some bottled water. Or if you need to be festive, I'll have some, you know, just have an alternative.
Yeah.
Planned.
Well, and I love restaurants that give you like a glass and a half pour. Because sometimes you just need that little bit of extra sip and you don't want the whole second glass of wine. And more and more restaurants are actually doing it, which is awesome.
Perfect.
So. Well, what else do you want people to know about hangovers?
Well, I tell you what, if you alternate your drinks with coconut water or possibly like a Gatorade type product, maybe not with so much sugar, that's also going to replenish your electrolytes. So a little, you know, there's a lot of electrolyte drinks that you can take.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and keep yourself healthy that way.
Well, yeah, and the night that we had that, what's the name of the drink that we had?
The Aperol Spritz.
Right. And remember I told him, what are you putting in it? I asked him specific questions.
Yes.
And he said, a simple syrup. I said, I don't want it.
No,
it's
sir.
High fructose corn syrup. I don't want it in my drink. And you don't even need it. You don't even miss it once you get used to not drinking sugary drinks, because Marie said that the old fashioned is one of the number one drinks, which is nothing but sugar.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's having a comeback.
Anyway, I just like something straight, a little tequila, a little, you know, vodka on the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's all right.
One shot.
One shot,
Charlie.
One shot, Charlie.
Charlie Gardner.
And then eat some eggs. Have some protein.
Yeah, Charlie.
This was fun.
Oh my gosh, so much fun. Thank you so much, Shelley Gardner. Thank you everyone for listening. We just wanted to have a little fun today. I hope you enjoyed it. You can go to our website, onelifradio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A huge shout out to our sponsors. I love our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior, Sunlight and Sauna, Donna's, the H Hemp Company, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Everyone, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.